Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address PM Swanidhi beneficiaries today at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Delhi. During the program, Prime Minister Modi will distribute loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 vendors from Delhi. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. These will be the Lajpat Nagar to Saket G Block corridor and Indar Lok to Indraprastha corridor with a combined length of over 20 kilometers. The proposed corridors are expected to improve connectivity and reduce traffic congestion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched the Pradhan Mantri Samajik Uttan Evam Rozgar Adharit Jan Kalyan or PN Suraj National Portal and sanctioned credit assistance for 1 lakh entrepreneurs from disadvantaged communities. He also interacted with beneficiaries of various government schemes from disadvantaged groups through video conferencing yesterday. Addressing the program, the Prime Minister said that the goal of Viksit Bharat cannot be achieved without the development of the deprived segments. He said the biggest beneficiaries of schemes like free ration, free medical treatment, pakka houses, toilets and Ujjwala gas connections are the deprived segments or people living on the periphery. PM Suraj National Portal is a transformative initiative aimed at uplifting the most marginalized segments of the society. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of 3 semiconductor projects worth over 1.25 lakh crore rupees through video conferencing. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. The External Affairs Ministry said, during the visit, Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Tobge will also visit Mumbai. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment and senior officials from the Government of Bhutan will accompany the Prime Minister. India has signed a $181 million loan with the Asian Development Bank, ADB, to improve urban livability and mobility in Ahmedabad. The loan will fund development in areas transitioning from rural to urban called peri-urban areas. The Finance Ministry said, under the Ahmedabad Peri-Urban Livability Improvement Project, 166 kilometers of water distribution network, 126 kilometers of climate resilient stormwater drainage, 300 kilometers of sewerage systems and 4 sewage treatment plants will be constructed. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a landmark bill that could ban TikTok in the U.S. unless the app parts ways with its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. It's a major challenge to one of the world's most popular social media platforms used by 170 million Americans. While the bill passed overwhelmingly in a bipartisan 352-65 vote, it still needs to clear the Senate and be signed by the President to become law. If enacted, the bill would give TikTok about 5 months to separate from ByteDance or app stores in the U.S. would be banned from hosting it on their platforms. Today is World Kidney Day. The day is observed on the second Thursday of March every year to create awareness among the people about kidney health and various diseases that can affect its normal functioning. This year, the theme is Kidney Health for All. In All England Open Badminton Championships, women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Craso reached pre-quarterfinals in Birmingham, UK yesterday. The duo defeated Yang Nia Thing and Yang Kui Lam of Hong Kong in straight sets. In men's singles match, Priyanshu Rajawat was defeated by Indonesian player Shikhar Adwai Wardoyo. In another fixture, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen moved to pre-quarterfinals of All England Championships with a win over Denmark's Magnus Johannesson. And in women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets. DC scored 129 for the loss of 3 wickets in 13.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.